The following is a guided meditation. It is an adapted version of a well-known meditation by Jon Kabat-Zinn called the Mountain Meditation. It will take at least 20 minutes, so find a time and place where you won't be interrupted. Be seated in a comfortable chair, and when you are ready, take a few full, deep and easy breaths. When you are ready, gently close your eyes on an exhalation and bring your full awareness to the sensation of breathing in and out. When you are ready, imagine you are looking at a mountain. Envision an enormous, beautiful mountain, perhaps one you have seen in a picture or a place you have been. When you have it in your mind, allow yourself to take it in fully. Let your gaze move slowly over the mountain, taking in its beauty and its strength, its hills and valleys, its forests and hidden streams. Consider how this mountain has stood in this place through time. Bring your gaze to the base of the mountain, noting how rooted it is in the earth. Let your eyes travel up and up and up until you reach the peak of the mountain. Consider what the view is like from such a high perspective. In fact, imagine now you are standing at the top, looking out in all directions. Just breathe and take in the view, all the land and sky laying out before you, extending in all directions. Now allow yourself to imagine you are this mountain. Take your time, but gradually imagine yourself embodying this mountain. So as your eyes take in the limitless view, your head is the top of the mountain, resting on your neck and shoulders as the upper mountain. In turn, supported by your body is the mountain's body, your hips and legs as its base, and your feet rooted firmly in the earth. Your body is the mountain, your head its peak. As the mountain, you are solid and timeless. From the crown of your head down the slopes of your neck and shoulders, the valleys and cliffs of your body, your hips, your legs and feet rooted so firmly in the earth, part of the earth. Breathe and experience your rootedness and strength. Consider that as the mountain you have stood through time. You have experienced many things and felt many things. As the mountain, you have observed and felt the seasons come and go and come and go. You have felt the warmth of spring, the heat of summer. Allow yourself to remember the sensations and colors of those seasons. You have felt the cool of autumn and seen its yellows and reds, felt the dropping of leaves. You have felt the cold of winter, frost creeping over your surface. Allow yourself to remember the ebb and flow of the seasons, ever changing, rising and falling. Consider that as the mountain you have experienced every morning and every night. Every dawn, every dusk, each sunrise, each sunset, you have felt the light and temperatures change and change once again. Through countless nights, you have watched the moon, seen the stars above. In the mornings, you have felt the bold growth of every new blade of grass. You have felt and held all the mountain creatures as they have gone about the business of living. Regardless of their size, their sort, their errand, you have held them, for you are the mountain. From time to time, a hiker has wandered by, making their way through your forests, over your streams. You have sensed the hiker, watched them on their journey. As the mountain, you have weathered many storms. You have felt the pounding rain, the searing sting of lightning, the flooding rivers, wind whipping through your trees. Even then, you stood steady, timeless, observing and experiencing the ebb and flow of life. Also imagine the stillness you have known, the deep silence that comes with the covering of snow. So still. Even in those moments, you have felt time passing, the shifting of shadows, the coming of night then day. You have observed all of this, been part of all this while always the mountain, larger than, constant. Just as your experience, your awareness is always present and capable of experiencing its flow. Allow a few more moments to breathe and experience. When you are ready, you may open your eyes.